Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your day.
Yeah, sing it, kids.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
You were great.
Welcome to the beautiful train wreck, the show where keeping it real gets mildly offensive and awkwardly amusing. Don't adjust your whatever speakers you're listening to.
Your ears.
Yes, we are here. We are back. This is episode 56.
Is it really 56?
Yeah. So it's officially the Terrell Suggs episode.
There it is. Ah, tea sizzle.
Hey, guh.
Oh, what's up, yeah?
What's your name?
Oh, my name be Sarah.
Your name be Sarah. My name be Jay.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm feeling good. Feeling transformative. I feel like today is the day. I'm going to morph.
Oh.
I'm in a saber-tooth tiger. That's... No? Okay, cool.
You said morph. I just went Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's saber-tooth
tiger. Oh, saber-tooth tiger. Okay. No, that's...
Sarah, go home. You're drunk.
I'm going to change.
I've evolved, Sarah.
Okay,
Since the last time that you've heard my voice on this microphone.
Okay, there we go.
I have evolved. So okay. I am no longer Jay.
Julian.
Okay, Jay's still here. But now I'm going to be Julian. And I'll tell you why. Maybe I have some news. I don't know.
You got to listen to a whole episode if you want to find out what it is.
But it's not about that right
a
now.
Boot.
It's about us right now. It's about us right now.
What about us? Sorry. That was my pink jam.
Really?
The artist, not...
The sock? So we are sitting here. We are not sick. Maybe Sarah is a little bit.
And in the first pick in the 2019 biochemical warfare draft, SARS selects.
Want to have selects with me?
SARS selects Sarah Nichols. And her lungs collapse on her.
Hey, right, Newport's never hurt nobody.
Hey. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. We've already derailed. Excellent. Tell me more of the things.
I will tell you more of the things. So this is, once again, this is the 56th episode,
mm-hmm.
And if this is your first time listening to us, thank you so much.
Thank you,
we
guys.
Really appreciate it. We would strongly encourage you all to listen to the rest of our 55-plus episodes, because we do have two crossovers.
That we do.
And we would encourage you to do that on the following format. Sarah, help us out. What's up?
Well, guys, since you were wondering, you can listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, and what's the other one that we just added?
Well, there is Anchor.
Ah, yes, Anchor.
But
yes,
you can't forget about Google Play.
Google Play.
It's easy sometimes to forget about them.
You know what? I'm out of practice, man. I got to get it together.
Practice?
We talking about practice. Yeah. So in case you don't have any of those formats, which, I mean, it's finna be 2020, so I'm assuming y'all got some of them joinks. You can also follow us on the social medias. We're on Twitter at the_BTW podcast. We're on Instagram at the_BTW podcast. You can also reach out to us on Facebook at facebook.com/thebeautifultrainwreck. You can also hit us up on Gmail at thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and we appreciate any kind of feedback, suggestions, critique, compliments.
Yep.
All those things.
We only appreciate compliments. Let's be very clear.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Fuck your critiques.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kidding.
I mean, that's that privilege you have of being a snack. Well, we got so much to talk about today. So we're just really just going to jump right into it. I mean, this is a happy occasion.
Yes.
For very many reasons. I mean, there's so many things going on today.
You know what? The fall has been great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very appreciative of all the things that have happened in the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. You know, but the sad part about everything is...
What?
That winter is coming.
Oh, God. Okay. I thought you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't. But I know my audience.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
We're going to travel north of the wall.
Yeah. So let's highlight some of the things that we're going to, you know, some of them we're going to talk about in full form, but right now we're just going to adjust the tip.
Yep.
We're going to shove the shaft in.
Oh.
A little bit late. Wow.
Okay.
Mom, I meant about Richard Roundtree, you know, shaft.
We're just going to keep it moving.
Yep.
Okay. Tell us some of the things that we're going to speak of.
Oh, well, Washington is feeling pretty championship-ish.
Yes.
Is that a word?
It is now.
That's right.
The District of Champions?
Yes, right. The District of Champions. That's right. DC's very own WNBA team, the
Damn
Washington
right.
Mystics.
Yep.
And we can probably get into a little bit more of the details of that, because it was really a pleasure to watch. I mean, but obviously because, you know, we took home the championship. Any championship in the District of Columbia is a pleasure to be a part of. So we'll get into that a little bit. Also, there's some other team that won a championship.
Washington Nationals. That was absolutely so much fun to watch and just enjoy.
Yeah.
And we'll get deeper into that, obviously, because...
Well, we're going to shove it in.
Oh, all the way.
That's right. No eye contact.
Yeah. As you guys all know, Julian is an avid baseball fan. However, he's not known to be a Nats fan. So we will elaborate on that. And let's be very clear. The Sayre Bears is not a baseball fan unless we're like all hanging out or whatever. And in which case, it's usually watching the O's lose,
yeah.
You know?
Well, because I was going to say, you hold your own whenever we go to a baseball.
I mean, like, I know the sport. I just don't watch it, you know?
That's one of the many things I appreciate about you is that, you know, if there's a sport involved, you have at least some capacity to understand it, too. Yeah. It's like, Okay. So we'll get into that a little bit. There's a lot of stuff regarding that just as a baseball fan that I have to smile about. So get into that. Now, University of Maryland homecoming, something that is near and dear to both of our hearts.
Something that I'm still trying to piece together.
Well, you know, but I think for me, and I don't know about you, it's important to me because that's really where the show began.
Yes,
began, and I think we probably sat in the same like seats.
No, we actually not that one because we were further up this time.
Ah, okay.
We usually because we were by the first window. We're usually by the second or third.
Yeah,
we're closer towards the AIDS bathroom.
Yes, and that it was. God, you know, and it's all coming, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah,
but
with the flashes of gold and wait. Okay, anyway. Sorry,
I think for me, which you guys, I told you about it, but you guys weren't there for it. But the line for me is when I went to the bathroom, as hoes sometimes do.
Hoes be doing. So it's me, I'm hoes.
Yeah, it's me. So in the Cornerstone bathroom, on the lower level, there are three urinals. And I was at the far urinal. And I'm over here, you know, dick all out and everything. Minding my own.
Yeah.
And... two dudes are next to us next to me.
Us. I was there.
Yes, I was there. Good
with
form.
My dick out.
That's all you're working with?
I thought it'd be bigger, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Derailments. So anyway, I'm over here, you know, eye contact up, you know, don't look down or anything.
Right.
And these two dudes next to me are just having a conversation with each other. I'm guessing they knew each other. So anyway, you know, you hear the stream. You can't help but hear the stream. It's piss. So anyway, stream is going and one dude is like, oh, bro, there's a jewel in here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you did tell me about that.
Other dude's like, bro, you should totally hit that.
Oh, no.
And the guy whose urinal it is, he's like, oh, should I? Should I, though? Like, but he was like serious. He was like.
No. No, no,
bro, dude. If he did that, I would have lost it.
I can't, man. That the fact that was even like a thing, like yo, you should totally hit that.
Yeah,
just add that to the list of reasons why women live much longer than men.
Yeah, yeah.
Much
cause
longer.
Of death: a contaminated jewel found in a urinal that he was previously pissing in.
Yo. He found it in the actual urinal.
Yeah. It's I didn't look. I mean, I wasn't going to look down.
Because eyes were up.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that was fun. It was a good weekend. The young homie Gerard once again came out. We'll talk about him a little bit later, too. But it was good times. And I always appreciate, obviously, Philip.
Oh, God.
Philip. Eric from the Mike and Eric Experience. Yeah. Shout out to him.
There was a whole crew out, man.
It was a squad.
We squatted.
Squatted up. The homies Adrian.
Yeah,
and Kaylin. Kaylin
Matt,
Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he used your government, bruh.
Yeah. And and even Renee. Yeah, homie Renee had a birthday.
Yes, happy he birthday did. To the happy homie Renee. Birthday, Renee. I'm gonna
He probably don't listen.
I'm gonna see him and Vanessa tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yo, so. Renee, man, like that, God bless his heart, dude. Like fun. He's good at it. He knows the fun.
He's a big bag of fun.
And then shout out to my boy Chris, who showed up too, and Torin. Kaylin's brother was out as well, up vaginas, as we so affectionately have named him.
Yeah, so always good times. I look forward to it. It's never about football. No. Always about debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even go there.
Yeah. When I'm like, hey, are you going to homecoming this year? He's like, I don't really like football. I'm like, nigga! Yeah, so.
And then, of course, we have just returned from our annual Brooklyn trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Same trip. A little different lineup, but still all the fun in the world. Mm-hmm. So we'll fill you in about that.
Is that a Craig David reference?
Yeah. Let me fill you in.
Can you feel me in?
Worded to answer. My cold is just...
My coke is... any highlights from Brooklyn? There's a lot of shit going on. A lot of places we went. In the show prep, I listed the places that I went to because we didn't all go to the same places.
Nope.
But
places I didn't make it to.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, but it was a good time. Yo, shout out to, I don't even know how to pronounce it right, but Radagast?
Radagast, yeah. Radagast,
goodness gracious.
You didn't know how to pronounce it? He sent it in the group text like 18 times. Radagast.
Well,
Radagast.
I don't know. I'm not
Radagast.
German. Do I look Radagast. German?
Yes.
Do I look like Radagast. I play on the U.S. men's soccer team?
Yes. Radagast.
Radagast. Okay, cool.
Every single time I woke up, it was like, text from Philip John. Radagast.
Okay, well.
Hey, Radagast.
We made it.
Eventually, we made it.
Yeah. Look, a special, special, special shout out to Nicole. The server.
Ah, yes. I was like, who the fuck is Nicole?
The crippled server.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm sure he's going to be there tomorrow, but we're going to make sure we need a status update on her.
Yeah. We need a whole lot more than that. I just appreciate it. I feel like that was just the human element of it. And I'm not going to, obviously I'm not going to get sentimental, but you know,
I
think about things sometimes, but the human element of it, man, you know, well, first of all, I mean, as busy as she was, I one of the things I've learned to do, and I guess you saw that too, is you know, try to get a busy server's name. You know what
I mean? So are we going to get balls deep into this right now? Because we got to fill the people in what we're speaking of.
Yep. I'm going to let you go ahead. Yep.
So it was Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we went to Radagast.
Okay, yeah.
We made it to Radagast after a slight delay in our Uber travels. That dude pretty much said, all right, we're here, get out. And we're like, okay, sure. And then we're like, yeah, we're not here.
That was all my bad.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, so we get to Radagast and it wasn't packed yet, but like PJ had mentioned something in the group chat and like who knows? I have never know the actual extent of the severity of which he speaks because it's always on a million. He's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she's actually working." So our server that we had a crucial limp.
Yeah, it was like...
And not like
Fred Durst.
Yeah, and not like a limp that like she always had. You know, like she was hurting on the struggle bus.
Tell, yeah.
So we get there and it wasn't that crowded. Or it wasn't at least very busy. And she's super sweet, just like a genuine human. Like she has a great vibe about her.
She was an actual human.
Yeah, a great vibe about her. And, you know, she's helping us out and everything. And then before you know it, that place gets packed.
I feel like it happened... within a matter of like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like asshole to belly button. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like trying to push through people still with like a crucial limp.
Yeah. And people are just over here drinking, like having fun. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but you're just, also just like not.
Yeah. Like, know. And she's legitimately have to like move people out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even after saying, excuse me, like I remember I got heated. Like one dude like literally just didn't move. Didn't even acknowledge that like her lungs drew air, you know, and just stood there. She like shoved by him, you know. Because first she was nice about it. She's like, excuse me. And then, like, he didn't move. And she's like, I've got drinks in my hand. Like, and she kind of, like, put her, like, shoulder into it, you know? He still didn't even really, like, budge that
like
much.
Like a puppy who wants attention. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But she was hobbling every single moment that she was there, man. But still putting in that work.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just such a nice person. So it
You could tell she really just wanted to do her fucking job.
Yeah.
Management told her to leave earlier. She's like, I'm here.
I can't. Yeah. I'm here to work. Let's do this, right. You know? But it was just, for me, like, I empathized with her. And, you know, you've had a surgery, yeah. One of major implications. Mm-hmm. And just to watch her, like, walk around like that, I was like, yo, girl, I feel it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I tell you what, man, I think one of the things that just really makes you, that really helps you to humanize the servers. And you kind of brought it up too while we were there. Just you were asking, I think it was Sheldon, you were asking who, if he had ever was a server or anything like that. But I'm telling you, man. So I guess finally the manager was like, yo, you need to get the fuck out of here or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I got to close you guys out. Like, she's like, are you guys cool if I close you out? They're telling me to leave or whatever. And, you know, the tip came and everything, and she came back. She was fucking crying,
tears.
Dude. Yeah.
Tears.
Like, real tears, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the human part of the experience.
Yeah. I mean, and first of all, shout out to anyone that is dealing with humans, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, with the holidays and everything closing in, everyone's emotions are, like, on a trillion. Also, just a little PSA, y'all. Not to be confused with PSL. Just try and be kind, man, when you're out there, like, dealing with others, you know, like, it's gonna sound cliche as shit, you know, but if you're in that store, like, and something goes wrong, just be empathetic, take a moment and realize that, you know, these people are humans too, and yes, it might be a slight inconvenience to you, but at the end of the day, you know, does it really matter that much? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, especially absolutely. With your servers, just remember that they're out there grinding as well, and I'm sure that when you're at your job and you have someone on your ass, you don't appreciate it. Unless you're a porn star, which, you know, that's a different story. Huh. But just be aware. Just be empathetic, y'all, because it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Just for now. And that's one, and I talked about this last year. That's one, my biggest issue with the holidays. Like, oh, let's be a good person. No, be a fucking good person all the time.
All the time, right.
All the time. Yeah. Why you got to be a good person? Like, oh, 2020 is coming up. It's the end of the year. Like, let me be a good person. No, bitch. Just be a good person all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, just.
Don't get ready. Stay ready. Shit.
Yeah, you know? Like, just. All right. I'm off my soapbox about that.
No.
For right meow.
But that's a real important point, so.
Yeah. Other than that, man, the whole trip.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We went to the places that we went to. I mean, like, well, we went to La Lina the first night. You and I had a misunderstanding, which I do apologize.
It's okay.
I do apologize.
If things were in a much clearer mind, it would have gone differently.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I felt pretty bad.
It's okay.
But we went to, obviously, I mean, Union Pool, I guess that's what they call it, right?
Shout out to my man, Andre, for coming out and hanging out with us at Union Pool.
Yes, sir.
One thing I do appreciate about the whole New York setup in general is that how tiny, I won't say tiny, but like the island itself is small.
Yeah.
Like there's a bajillion, that's an exact number, amount of people on it. And like to like migrate from one borough to the other is very tedious. And the fact that two of the homies, Andre and Erica, made that trek. Means a lot to me.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, you're worth it.
I appreciate that.
Worth it, my dude.
Also, shout out to Andre because his birthday is coming up in 4 days.
Happy born day came.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's the thing. People think, well, obviously us growing up in the D.C. area, people think that, they think that New York is as small as D.C.
No.
That's not the case at all. No. It is a complete pain in the ass.
Yes, it really is.
To get from, let's say, the Bronx,
yeah,
you know, to Brooklyn, you know,
it
what I mean?
Says, like, yeah. Oh, you've got 2 miles, 40-minute drive,
right,
literally,
that shit is real,
literally,
yeah. So it's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, got to give a big shout out. There's so many places on the show prep to list, but I definitely loved being at JoJo's Philosophy.
Yeah,
I was. Dead there, but I didn't die there. It was good. It's a pretty much a Maryland area bar.
Yeah, which was really cool.
The Ravens game was on. I wasn't watching, but you know it was on.
I actually, so this weekend was the most football I've watched in a long time.
Oh yeah, me too.
And it was pretty cool. And you know, shout out to my guy family, Lisa and them, watching them put up a big win against the Bengals.
Yeah.
After coming off another huge win against the Patriots, you know. Was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fuck the Redskins, just because it just felt necessary to say. But also, on Sunday, Erica made the trek out from Harlem to Brooklyn.
Harlem.
Yeah, and she spent all the live long day with us. And like, she's been the homie for forever.
Yeah, she's cool people.
Yeah, so I always appreciate
her. Shout out to
her.
Erica. Erica Atkins. We can put her whole name out there.
My girl, Erica.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a real one. Hopefully see her soon. Listen to her podcast, Rosé All Day Anyways. They're on all the big medias, I believe. They're definitely on iTunes and Spotify. So give them a listen.
That's right. And if you like The Bachelor, you will especially like
their, you will appreciate
their content. They got a lot of stuff out there. So shout out to them. Shout out to them.
Okay.
And now, music.
Yeah. No, is that...
So, why did we go to New York in the first
place? Man, look. So, of course, we always make this trip. It's been 4 years now that I've been a part of it.
You only miss one.
Yeah. So the typical Elmo mixtape crew rolls with us the past 2 years. But when we went to Miami over the summer, we all discovered that Veterans Day was going to be tricky for the majority of the crew. So
like Run DMC or
it's tricky, tricky, tricky. What? I think the what was out of order, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So when I was, that's me typing online.
Okay.
surfing the World Wide Web. Logic had a tour coming up, in which one of those locations was going to be Barclays Center. And I was like, yo, fuck yeah, I'm trying to go see my man Logic.
Wait. You mean Logic from Gaithersburg?
Say.
From West Deer Park?
Say.
Montgomery County.
And 355?
Yeah.
55?
You mean Jason's favorite rapper?
Yes. You know what? And it's funny that you mentioned Jason and how much he loves Logic, because he's the entire reason why I started listening to Logic to begin with. So thank you, Jason Lewis, for your recommendation on how much you love Logic. So let it be known, guys, how much Jason Lewis loves and supports Logic's music.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason.
Yeah, man.
For his bringing us into, like, for a lot, like, dude.
I know. Thank you for putting us on to Logic, man. Like, it means a lot to us. So, you know, you the real MVP, we know that you're very shy and trying to like downplay how much you really appreciate him. So just so you guys know, it's really Jason Lewis's fault as to why we love Logic so much.
Yeah.
He really educated us on the amazing hip hop artist that is Logic.
We owe him.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah. So we digress.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
So Barclays Center.
Yeah. And I saw it was at Barclays Center on Veterans Day weekend, and I was like, yo, I'm going. Who's coming with me?
I was like, eh.
So we rallied a good squad.
Of three of us.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah.
So a Puerto Rican, Chilean, and a nigga get together, right?
That's actually in a song of his, I feel like. Now here's 44 more. But yeah, and that was really like what kind of got the ball rolling on this year's trip. So, shout out to my man, Jay, a la mi derecha, for finding an incredible deal on tickets, on tickets. So, yeah, we were at the show, man, and I, like, one thing that, big ups to my girl, Emily, really appreciate about artists is that, obviously, you got to sound the same live as you do on your albums, in the studio, polish and all that good stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker sounds the exact same.
He does.
And holy shit, that man can spit some bars.
Man, I'm telling you. He's talented. And I don't know. Well, this is a topic for another show. But I don't know why the fuck people hate him. It's a topic for another show.
It was really fucking good. It was really good.
It really was. I guess for me, pros and cons of the show or whatever you call it. So for me, what would have made it better if there weren't so many fucking like young people there?
Well, yeah.
Which is, you're going to...
That just means that we're old.
Right. And I was joking. I was like, I'm prepared to be among the oldest people there. But no, God damn it, if we weren't the oldest people there. Except the homie Kevin, who was in the, the pit, right? Like right at the... But so that was one of the things. And like everybody was like vaping, but yeah, it's whatever. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like the show itself, man, it was really fucking good.
But it was diverse. It was diverse. Like to the left of me was I assume they were husband and wife, but like she was like a Muslim.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
She, you know, chilling there. You know, listening to Logic.
But I mean, like, the moral of the story is, and what for me at least, like, that's one thing I love about music, man. It brings so many people together, and especially such high quality music like his, man. I know a lot of people, and I'll just to tip this. One common thing that I hear a lot about him is that, like, how corny he is and all that good stuff. But fine, whatever, you know, I don't give a fuck. The man can spit. Mm-hmm. And his beats are fucking fire. So yeah. Shout out to Six,
shout
man.
Out to Six.
His producer, like that, it's, I don't know.
He has a diverse flow.
Yeah, and it sounds so old school for me. And like it reminds me so much of when hip hop was good. And not this
when
bullshit.
Was that? So it's hard to remember a time when it was.
It was good.
Right. Good.
And then not this bullshit that's out right now, you know? So.
Yeah. Did you hop out the Rari?
Oh, God. That's literally what it sounds like in my brain. Yeah. So, yeah. Shout out to Logic. One of Tree concerts that we went to together this fall season. Tell us more, Jay. Where else did we go?
So we went to Incubus.
Yep.
My favorite band growing up. Actually, and they sounded great. It was the 20th anniversary of Make Yourself. Make Yourself, obviously, the singles off that album are Pardon Me and Drive. Yeah, it was great. It was great to see. You know, I love the energy. That also was a diverse crowd,
yeah,
too. And the other show we saw is right here in Silbir Espring.
Yep, Espring.
Is Talib Kweli. Yep, Talib Kweli. One half of Gangstar.
Gangstar.
Blackstar. God, I'm thinking of DJ Premier and Guru.
Yeah.
Of Blackstar. And it was great. It was a good show.
Hell yeah, was it?
And we went with Monica.
Yep.
The young homie Gerard.
Yeah.
And
Trey.
And Trey, aka Koopa from the HQ podcast. Shout out to them.
Yep.
Still doing their thing.
Yeah.
You can check them out on all media platforms too, but it was a good show.
Because it was Dead Prez, Styles P.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Jay Electronica, but yeah. He's like, he pulled a DMX.
Well, apparently, from what I understand, didn't like a close family member of his die?
I don't know. I wasn't there for that.
Oh my God. Jay out here giving zero fucks.
Right. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I mean, one thing that I also do appreciate about like the artists that were there is that it wasn't about a performance, which again, I also very much so appreciate, but it, like, they just got up there and they just like spit, you know? And the second that beat on hip hop dropped, mm-hmm. the entire yeah. crowd just like lost their shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And then Talib is just always, always so classic, you know? Yeah. For me, he's one of my favorite hip hop artists. And huge shout out to my man Craig, aka Inkwell.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like Craigie with a strong Brooklyn accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's great. I mean, man, he's great.
He really is.
So that's encouraging. It is encouraging to show to be at. Just to know that hip hop is there. I mean, so you know that, you know, obviously there's the music that you hear on the radio, but then you have these artists that are here and they're actually like spitting like conscious shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's always encouraging to see. So I know that there's some other shows coming up, but I'm not paying for any of them.
Oh my God.
I know that Mos Def, Yasiin Bey, formerly known as.
Will be here in Mos Def. A week and a half.
Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I don't know that I can finance that right now.
Right. And then the Roots are coming to Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center, that's right. Yeah. So a lot of good shows coming up. So.
Yeah.
So if there's any shows that you know of and you want us to check out, please let us know. Hit us up on Gmail.
Yeah.
TheBTWPodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram at TheBTWPodcast. Hit us up on Twitter. Underscore BTWPodcast. Sorry, I had to come back to it.
So. Yeah, yeah. All right. So good. We covered music.
Good.
That's excellent. Now we can actually get ahead to sports.
Now for the sports section. So do you want to be Steve Buckhantz or Chick Hernandez? Chick Hernandez.
Were you about to say Chick-fil-A and then just Chick Fernandez?
Yeah, Chick Fernandez.
Nah, man, I'm trying to be Kara Lawson, son.
Well, she's a assistant coach for the Celtics now, so.
Well, I mean, she was doing the damn thing for a hot second,
okay,
so.
Well, she doesn't play anymore, okay? Okay.
No.
So, no, but we can start there, though. We can start with the WNBA. I mean, we talked about the District of Champions right now. Well, I mean, what better place to start
right, what?
Than with the... Huh?
Right, what?
Meow.
There we go. Thanks.
Then with the Washington Mystics.
Hell yes.
So thoughts and, prayers on the on the series. No. Okay. Cool. So we'll go on to the.
Well, I'm trying not to elaborate too much, but it was just extremely heartwarming to see it and watching. I'm a big fan of sports in general, as y'all know.
I would never.
I appreciate how much of a dominant force EDD is, Elena Deladon. Yep. And it was very unfortunate to see her suffer an injury during the season, during the series. But and we really got to see how important and how much of a contribution she makes on the court. But what I also love to see are underdogs. Yeah. And people like just be the unsung hero and just come out the woodwork and have like massive games. And Emma Messerman, man, like,
yo,
Emma Buckets.
Yeah, Emma Buckets. Playoff Emma.
Emma Buckets. Like, she, it was incredible to watch. And she's, I mean, listed as like a four. And just to watch how athletic she is, you know, and still able to get inside and like drive down into the paint and get a post, but she can also hit that outside shot as well too. So like to be that versatile, that big and that athletic was so much fun to watch.
Right.
And she really stepped up when they didn't have Deladon in there as much as she could. Yeah. And I'm a fan of Natasha Cloud just because one, she rocks the number, and like I just like her.
She's a fucking leader.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and she's got that swag, man. And I hate using that word, but she does. Mm-hmm. You know, she's one of the people. She's like, yo, I'll put it on my back.
Right.
I'll take it. I'll do it.
And that's the crazy thing. And like normally, just in general, teams like that, you can't have like a superstar and then somebody like with that like that. But I kind of see like the Draymond and like Steph.
Yeah.
Dynamic there,
absolutely,
right? And that's encouraging to see it. So when they had it mic'd up, you know, it was just great to see, and I respect the shit out of that.
It was really cool. And like one thing that I did appreciate too is that I was watching Elena Deladon's presser afterwards, and there she was talking about like she's like, man, she's like, it's over now. She's like, that's sad. She's like, now, I mean, it's done.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I think we all kind of tend to forget. As like sports fans, you know, and it's such a big part of the game. It's like you have this, you're together for this one common goal, you know, to achieve greatness, to be the best team.
To finish the fight.
Yeah. Ayo. And whatever it is that you're doing, right? But once you do it, you're like, oh man, now what do we do?
Right.
You know? And it's a very surreal thing. And like, honestly, I've never been a part of it, you know?
Right.
Unfortunately, but like, I've obviously been a part of like, you know, seasons and such. So like when it's finally over, we're all kind of looking around each other. It's like, okay, wait a minute. So what do I do now? I don't go to practice tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What happens, you know? And it's a very odd feeling to have, but especially after you win a championship, because it's like, wait, so there's no game 8?
Right, yeah.
Now what?
Well, game 6 for them.
But. Well, I know. But like, you know, so I don't know. I just, it was really cool to watch it happen. And one thing, shout out to Connecticut, man. Like, also a bunch of ballers.
They're balling, yeah.
And I can't remember her name. Obviously, I should have prepared for this, but here I am. My girl, I believe her last name is Williams, like one of their major players, how much her dad was like in her corner.
Yes, that's right.
And he was at every single game. And like, it kind of turned into the quote unquote Drake phenomenon. Like he was like, became like a huge identity of the team, which I'm cool with. And especially, I feel like that's something that as parents and as like female athletes, like is a very important role, you know?
Absolutely.
So it was really cool to see how much her father supported her,
mm-hmm.
And how much like he was her number one fan. So like long term, it kind of made it hard to root against them,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like the other night when I was watching the Maryland women play JMU, 110% deserved to win that game. a million and 10% deserve to win.
I was getting the updates. I was like, what the fuck is going
on? And as much as I didn't want them to win, you know, JMU to win, I was like, yo, that'd be kind of cool to see, like, JMU upset Maryland, you know, because long term, it's not like it's like, you know, these games, because as many games as they play, it's not, it doesn't matter as much as like in college football. You know what I mean? Like, if you suffer a bad loss early, it really kind of fucks up your rankings.
Yep.
But like, okay, let's say Maryland lost, right? It's a bad loss, but they're still going to the tournament.
True.
In theory, right? Yeah. You know? And this is where I know I'm getting old.
Getting old? Nigga, you old. Nigga, you at least 30.
Shit. Don't tell them that. Because old Sarah been like, nah, fuck JMU. I don't give a shit. You know, it's a game, blah, blah, blah. We're out there trying to play. Like, you know, Maryland should go out there and beat them by 50. You know, don't take your foot off the pedal type attitude, you know? But like, it would have been cool to watch. You know, watch a little CAA team take down a giant like Maryland. Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, JMU still lost. And they had a last-second shot. JMU put up a last-second shot that, like, legit, it hit the front of the rim, hit the backboard.
Oh, man.
And then, like, bounced out. Like, they almost beat him at the buzzer.
That's wild.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Mystics. But, yes, like, watching them come together, you know, especially, like, they've had some tough years.
Right. Yeah. It's encouraging to see.
Yeah. Especially, and obviously, to do it in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Or to have a championship-winning team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To win it at home. A couple things. Once again, I'm always happy to see a Terp win.
Yep.
And either way, a Terp was going to win.
Yeah.
Who was on the other team?
Alyssa Thomas.
So there's that. Also, one of the things that... we talked about before, obviously not on the show though, is that unlike the other championship team that we'll get to in a little bit.
And the previous championship team, the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, there was no parade.
Well, they had a celebration for 2 hours.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah, 2 hours.
So, and that was it.
Will you share with the world why there was no parade?
Oh, because them bitches got plane tickets to go play in their other leagues.
Ah.
They got to go make that money.
That's right.
So, in order to sustain a living and to continue practicing their craft, they go play overseas when they're done. So it's not like, and it was crazy to see, because when I went to work the next day, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't understand, why aren't they getting a parade?" And I was like, "They're gone, they out,
they're gone, yeah."
And it's not like they hang around or anything, like, oh, like close up. They're like, no, like they. They take care of business and they're gone, man.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that they go and play in those in Europe. Like,
lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, and that's how they sustain their living. It's unfortunate, but because of how little they make as professional athletes, they have to find other ways to subsidize their income.
Absolutely.
So, what better way than to keep playing basketball? I almost said football because I was thinking of my NWSL players, which they also do. The majority of the women that play in the NWSL, when the season's over, they go play somewhere else.
Yeah, so
because that's what they got to do.
Yes, indeed.
Well, so that's very unfortunate, and let's also point out that Christy Tolliver herself is a volunteer assistant.
She's getting no money.
Zero dole hairs to be the assistant coach with the Washington Wizards. So think about that, guys.
Yes, think about that. So
people out here loving what they do so much that they will pay the ultimate sacrifice in order to do it.
Yes. So shout out to the Mystics.
Yeah.
Do want to move on. We're going to talk about the other championship team in 1 second. Okay. This will be somewhat of we'll start off as a speed round. Hopefully it'll stay a speed round. So I'm going to just kind of jump around here like House of Pain.
Hey.
But getting into the MLS, well, the MLS season ended. Obviously, DC United fell short. They dropped the ball at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's not really literally. Really,
first of all, I just want to let you know that I was fucking pissed off. That game that they had to win, it wasn't the last.
They didn't have to win. If they won, they would have played at home.
They would have played, right, exactly.
They were in the playoffs. They clinched.
Right, they clinched, but so they lost to, or no, they was it, it was a tie, right? It was a nil-nil tie, correct?
To
correct.
One of the worst teams in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
9-11.
Yeah.
9-11.
Yep.
At home.
Yeah.
But that's not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about two of the, I guess, the players in the world. I guess best players in the world. And maybe not currently, but in the past. I mean, they certainly had their
They were
their
definitely
way.
Elite, you know, very prolific footballers.
Yeah. So none other than DC United's formerly own Wayne Rooney.
Yep.
And the LA Galaxy's Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yo, that man is...
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
100%.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Really?
Absolutely. Just for the sake that I... To say, yeah, I did it.
Yeah?
Yep. No. Yep.
His swag. I didn't realize he was as old as he is.
Yeah. He might be on the AIDS list.
Oh, wow.
He might be on the AIDS list.
Wow, I did not know
he
that.
Might be on the AIDS list. And I'm telling you, like... Let me be clear. He is not an attractive human being. But the swag and the fact of all the shit that motherfucker can do.
Yeah.
And typically...
He's damn good.
Typically, when you, like, think of a prolific striker, goal scorer, they're not large in stature. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker's huge.
Yeah.
He's like 6'4".
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. You could see him like in the interviews, he'd be like towering over the people.
One of my favorite moments that, and it didn't even have to do with him scoring a goal. Someone like ran on the field and like tried to like hug him. Mm-hmm. Dude didn't even break stride.
He just
kept walking. And like the guy like ran circles around him while the security tried to like hold him down. And Zlatan just walked.
Yeah.
Like nothing ever happened, man. His swag is just... And the things that... I mean, his first goal...
Oh, my God.
...in the MLS, right. I won't forget, man. Mm. It was incredible.
Right.
That's a huge loss.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's a huge loss for the league, and they better figure out something. And I don't know exactly what they have in the works because I'm, like, not close with the league anymore, or I don't have my ear to the flow. But there's been talk about getting Ozil over here and all that stuff, but, like... Man, what Zlatan did for the MLS was massive. And as much as I was a fan of Rooney being over here for DC United, this past, like watching this whole season, it was very anticlimactic compared to when he first got here.
It was just a fizzle. Like,
yeah.
It was one and a half season. It wasn't even two seasons.
No, right? It was one and a half. One and a half season. Yeah. Because he got here July of 2018. Mm-hmm. And he's leaving, like, he's already going to be committed. He's a player coach, and they're playing right meow.
Where?
I can't remember the fucking name of the team.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, who knows? I don't know what the next big move is, but it's got to be something, man, because that's a huge gap to fill.
Yes.
And, all right.
Well, moving on, and we absolutely have to talk about this. We won't dwell on it. Yeah, well, yeah. To the other type of football.
Yeah.
Time where we're not used to talking about anymore, but in the NFL, right?
Man.
We haven't watched too much NFL, but I mean, unless you live under a rock, and I don't mean the country. Yeah, you know about what happened between the Steelers and the Browns.
Dude.
Now, this was difficult to watch, and it wasn't that it was like overly, it's not like, you know, somebody gruesome savagely breaking their leg or something like that. But it's just a narrative on what it says about, you know, the sport in general. I mean, obviously, football is full of barbarians.
Savages,
yeah. But the incident in which I'm talking about is the linebacker for the Browns, yep. Mr. Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett. I can't think of the name of the Steelers quarterback.
Mason Rudolph. I got you, fam. Yeah,
thanks. I appreciate you.
Welcome.
And basically, it was an incident under, I guess, toward the end of the game.
Yeah, there's last seconds of the game, and the Browns are winning. Mm-hmm. Like, they're winning that game.
So basically,
It's ever necessary. That's, well, let me be clear. Yeah. But like the pretense in which it actually happened was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. You know?
Right.
Like, so, really?
So what ends up happening is Garrett and Rudolph kind of get into a scuffle.
Yeah.
In which the bigger Myles Garrett takes off Rudolph's helmet, right?
Yeah.
And then swings the helmet at him.
Well, the thing of it was, so they're on the ground, and then, like,
right.
there was Pouncey was in there. I don't remember who else was in there for Steelers. So, like, they're trying to, like, get between Garrett and Rudolph, and, like, they get Rudolph off the ground. But as he's coming up, like, Garrett has him by the face mask.
Right, right.
And they stand him up, and it was just as much force from Garrett pulling him up. And as he's pulling him up off the ground, he rips his helmet off.
Right, right.
And he has it in his right hand. And then Garrett, I mean, they get between Garrett and Rudolph. And Rudolph's still going after Garrett. So Garrett sees him coming at him. But still, like, this shouldn't have happened, like straight windmills.
Yeah.
And like Cox Rudolph in the head.
Right.
In Absolutely. A helmetless, like in the actual, in the skull, in the actual skull with his own damn helmet.
Yeah.
Like that shit was fucking insane. And then you see Pouncey like just go ape shit and like.
I mean, yeah, you got to protect your dude.
So
it was wild. I mean, you can probably see it anywhere online now.
Yeah, just Google that shit.
Right, GTS. That's right. But and the league announced today that Myles Garrett is suspended indefinitely.
Yep, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and that's crazy. You don't want to see things like that. And I don't want to get too far into it. I think we could probably revisit it in another episode, just in the interest of time. But I think what you will see is that this is somehow a narrative that there will be a racial component attached to this. I know there will be. I know there will be. Oh, look at those savage coloreds.
They're, yeah.
So it's wild, but I just want to bring that to everybody's attention because things are still developing.
And like one thing that I was talking to you earlier, because I didn't even think of it like that, but you're right. And the way I took it is like, you know, again, in a sport where you got to get so jacked up in order to play and like to, you know, play at your best or whatever. I really want to know, after Myles Garrett swung on him, was he like, holy fuck, what did I just do?
It doesn't look like it from what I saw.
But like, of course he's going to like, he's not going to be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. That's how egos work.
Right.
But I really, and I said this to you earlier, I really want to know what the NFL's healthcare benefits include as far as mental health go.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because like, and this is not trying to excuse anything that he did, but that motherfucker's fucked up somehow.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know, so, and I'm not saying this excuses his actions, but something's wrong with him,
yeah.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. So what is the league doing to help him cope with such things or manage such things so shit like this doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Perhaps nothing, which is why I hate the league. So fuck the league.
Yeah.
Fuck the NFL.
Well, that's the NFL. We can once again get into that as situations develop. So. Yeah.
All right, on to the main topic of the sports.
Yes.
And then we'll be out of y'all's
hair. I'm really just gonna like, you know, I made up a little list of things that I wanted to talk about, and then a bigger point to it. And we're not gonna take up too much of your time because we appreciate that you could be anywhere in the world. You chose to be in front of a radio or
a radio. Yep,
a radio.
Sports Talk 980
on W.
What?
W. I don't know. Whatever.
Yep, I'm not okay. On radio.
So let me tell you why I'm excited.
WBTW.
Yes, WBT. I like that.
There you go.
WBTW Radio.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm excited about the other championship team, the other 2019 championship team, the Washington Nationals. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jay, aren't you a diehard Orioles fan?
Yes.
And the answer is yes. I'm an absolute diehard Orioles fan. I can tell you about Orioles history. I can tell you about the players. I can tell you about the first game I went to. I can tell you about who they played and who hit the first home run. We're not here to talk about that right now. We're here to talk about the Washington Nationals. This is so historic right now. And Mark Meow, excuse me.
Right, thank you.
And just personally to be a part of this and be in the atmosphere and to go to some of the games in this atmosphere, honestly, and I'm not even shitting you when I say this, but it like really has changed my life and has reinvigorated me about baseball in a way that I didn't think was possible.
Okay.
I've hated Nats fans over the past fucking...
Yes, you have.
You know. Forever. I don't even want to say since... They started in 2005, right?
Yeah.
But since 2012, ever since they got good, it became an issue between, oh, well, you're an Orioles fan. Oh, well, you suck because the Nats are good this year and we would beat them and this and that. See, it's not about that, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I had trouble understanding is that these dick-riding Nats fans, these band-riding Nats fans, they're shallow and they want to find something to be a part of, and I get that too. But I saw some real Nats fans and I felt great. And the fact that I could be going to the games with the Davids and the Raphaels and the
Alberts.
And the Alberts, Eric from the Mike and Eric Experience.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. It was just a great experience. The homie Jose, too. But let me tell you why I'm excited. And I'm going to make an announcement before I tell you why I'm excited. But I'm going to right now. This is the announcement that I was talking about earlier, right?
I swear to God.
This is the announcement that I was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm a Nats fan.
Ooh, bitch.
Now, if it comes
Ooh,
down to...
Bitch.
I'll say this.
If it These comes Jose down ain't
to,
loyal.
Well, if it comes down to the Beltway series, it's going to be... I'm going to be bleeding orange and black. 10 out of 10 times.
Should we be concerned if you're bleeding orange and black?
No. Just let it happen.
Okay.
You know, I could tell you all there is to know
Long
about...
Ways.
Yeah. About 66, 70, and 83, right?
Okay.
The three championships. But I'm proud of being part of this 2019 championship run of the Washington Nationals. Let me tell you why.
Okay. You he's got, y'all, he's got a whole list.
I got a list.
Buckle in.
I got a list. But I'm going to make it really quick, but this is food for thought.
You need to say every last one of these too, because it's so good.
Yeah, because this, what I'm about to tell you right now, this shit, if you're a baseball fan, and even if you're not a baseball fan, this shit does not happen.
No, it
this
doesn't. Shit,
teams like this team, the Washington Nationals, are not supposed to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So let me tell you why, okay? So obviously, so it's the first World Series after 14 seasons, which, okay, 14 seasons in Washington, just to be clear. They came over from Montreal.
Yep.
Whatever, so. Now, you guys probably heard this too. You hear the numbers 19 and 31. No, yep. I don't mean the year 1931. No, not the year 1931, but 19 and 31. That means 19 wins, 31 losses. That's
damn.
That was their record after 50 games.
That's not good.
You know, attendance was at an all-time low. I could be making that up. I don't know. But at the same time, there's no positive outlook, all right?
Yeah.
You have essentially the same, more or less the same roster that you have right now, but just nobody's producing. You're not winning. Yep. And you're in a tough division. You're playing against the Mets, who finished over 500. You're playing against the Braves, who won the division, right?
Yeah.
And that's for the wild card. So anyway, this team had the worst bullpen in the majors.
That's
not just the National League, but in the majors.
Yep.
And I'm not going to mansplain to the people out there who aren't baseball fans or whatever, but anyway.
It's not good, guys.
It's not good. Now, the run at the end of the season. Okay, they finished the season 9-1. They won 8 games in a row.
Tell them.
8 games in a row. They clinched a playoff berth, like the earliest that they could possibly do it. It was one of those situations when going into the game, they say, oh, well, wow, look at this. The Nats can clinch a playoff berth if so-and-so happens. So the scenario was like they had to win, and I think Milwaukee had to lose, and so did the Chicago Cubs, right?
Right.
So that should happen. So they
clinched. Well, and who did they beat that game? Which is important to Nats fans. They beat the Phillies.
That's right. Bryce Harper's in. And we'll talk about that too. So now, I was like, hey, this is cool. Orioles aren't in the playoffs. I'll just go to I was lucky enough to get tickets to go to the wild card game. I went with the homies David and Eric from the Mike and Eric Experience. We went to the game. The Nats are down 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth, right?
God.
And, I mean, once again, if you're a baseball fan, you've probably seen the highlights of this, but... You know, they got a man on first and second. Our boy Juan Soto is up. And I still don't believe it. At the time he was 20, but I don't believe that he's talking. That boy got to be like at least 23, 24.
You at least 30. You
at least 30. But anyway, just to be going against one of the best relievers in the game, you got Josh Hader. Don't call me player hater, right? Wow. He had the go-ahead. Well, it ended up being a double off of an error on the right fielder. He overplayed the ball and everything. So now the team is now winning this game in the bottom of the eighth, then, you know, the inning ends and you put your closer in and you end up winning the game.
Yeah.
4-3 was the final of that game. Yeah. Like, wow, that was dope.
That was huge.
You know, and
I mean, it set the tone.
It set the absolute tone. You know, that was great. So one of the things you think about is the talent the Nationals had to go through to actually win the World Series. Right?
Yeah.
So think about the starting pitchers, right?
Yep.
In the NLDS, you go against the Dodgers, right? Clayton Kershaw. You got Bueller, you got Ryu, right? And you talk about ERA, a 3.26 ERA or lower. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick, right?
Yep.
So you beat them. Obviously, in a best of five series, you win in extras. Howie Kendrick hits that amazing grand slam. I fell asleep.
Dude.
I fell asleep.
Shit, I did too. Are you kidding? Like, these West Coast games do nothing. Let's be very clear. All these 8:06 first pitches ain't shit.
Right.
My struggle was so real.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
So also they beat the now newly named MVP, Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
You know, so now you go to the Cardinals going through Hudson and Flaherty, those starters, right? They swept them.
And when did the Cardinals win? Not that long ago.
Yeah, it was...
What, 2011
or something like that? Yeah, 2011.
Was it that long ago?
I believe so.
I thought they won recently. Anyway, go ahead. Proceed.
Now, you talk about the Astros. Now, amid what people might think about the sign stealing and stuff like that, just think about the fact that they had to go through the Cy Young Award winner.
Who had a no-hitter earlier this season,
right,
too.
Yeah, I think he was running. Yeah, he was running train. Justin Verlander.
He's had two in his career.
Yeah. Garrett Cole, who shut us down. That game one of the World Series... He had five earned runs that game. Garrett Cole does not give up five.
Right.
But one does not just give up. Does not simply give up five runs.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, he's not going to do that again in the series. And it turns out he didn't. And then you have Zach Greinke, who pitched a beautiful game seven. I mean, he did his thing. So you're beating like some of these top pitchers. Now, you think about it too. Poetic justice. No, we're not talking about Tupac and Janet Jackson. We're talking about this. The Nats' first ever draft pick, who was it?
I mean, it was Mr. UVA himself.
That's right.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Wahoo wah.
Who hits the first World Series home run in Nats history.
That's, I mean, of course. You got to.
Yeah.
You know?
It's only right. The gods are looking down on us.
Yes. To Anaha.
Yeah. Think about it, too. This is sick. I'm almost done, guys. Thank you for, you know. But the first team ever to win a World Series without winning a game at home.
That's crazy.
They won four games in Houston. Houston had the best home record in the majors. 60-21. The second best home record was the Dodgers, and they won like 59 games or something like that. Or like 57, something like that.
So you beat both of them. Yeah.
Right. You know, like.
That doesn't happen.
So this, I can't believe it, right? Strasburg. The World Series MVP, 5-0, a 1.98 ERA, right?
Yeah.
And 36 innings pitched. Only person to pitch more this postseason was Garrett Cole, and he, I don't know, he should have came into the game if they wanted to win. But anyway, but wow, I mean, the only I can't think of the other person, but there were only I think two other pitchers to ever do that, and one of them is Randy Johnson. I can't think of the other one. So I mean, come on, Strasburg, and he was a highly touted. Guy coming out, so
yeah.
Best part about this whole thing,
they
did it without Bryce Harper.
Oof.
Bryce over here sitting at home, beating off in his money. But I just wanted to. I'm so excited. I'm Jesse Spano, right now, just to be able to show some of those stats because those are things in baseball you will probably never ever see again. You will never see that again. I don't think, at least in our lifetime. You know.
Well, and like I said before, and for those of you who follow me on the Book of Faces, I'm not a baseball fan, but like I said, I'm down to watch. One thing that did it for me, like, you know, I watched a bit of each of the series here and there. I watched the entire World Series, but like one thing that's got me so hyped up, and I watched it with my mom, she stayed up hella late too, was the Trey Turner call that like was, I mean, it shifted the entire momentum of the game.
You mean the Tria?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And just how the team itself handled the entire thing. And then in between innings, you know, Davey gets ejected, which honestly, I kind of felt like he had to do.
Yeah.
Kind of like the whole, you know, Marquise Pouncey kind of deal. Like, you come out there like, yo, you're going to fuck with my dude? All right, son. I got you.
Oh,
you know?
All right, Dan.
But then to see my zaddy come out there, Anthony Rendon, and just as... Shout out to my man, Stuart Scott. Cool as the other side of the pillow.
That's right.
Just put them ahead and just round the bases just like, I'm just out here doing my job, bro.
Right, yeah.
Like that shit like got me so hyped up. Like it was at that point, I think it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock, way past both me and my mom's bedtimes.
Your mom and them.
Yeah, I was like, yo. I was like, at all. Mom and them.
Yeah.
It's an educated way of saying and them. Like, I legit stood up and screamed. My dad's already asleep. Like, I was like, yo, I was like, let's fucking go. My mom was like, yeah, she's all cheering. Like, it got me so hyped up. And I was like, you know what? Like, I thought I was like about it before.
Uh-huh.
That shit just put me over the top. Yeah. And especially to be on a team and, you know, a coach, player, all that stuff, to like be screwed over on a call that was just absolutely crazy and absurd, you know? So much to the point where like, yo, you're trying to get us out of this game.
Right.
You're trying here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then to just come back and respond that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, the best part is he's out there rounding the bases, you know, chill, like, chill. You know, straight face. He gets back in the dugout. He's like, hey, like, he starts celebrating. Does a whole little dance. I'm like,
yo, the team was just really fun to watch.
Yeah. And how they all came together, you know, and watching Howie Kendrick and Adam Eaton every single time. You know, after one of them hits a home run or, like, you know, actually, like, comes back in the dugout, how they do the little car thing.
Yeah,
like, but that's that shit right there. That's a big reason why they won it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can ask the Mystics, too. Like, Elena Deladon said, she's like, after the game was over, she's like, yo, what'd you say to your coach? She's like, yeah, I went up to him and I was like, have I told you I loved you today? Because that was our theme throughout the entire series. Like, that's what will get you a championship, you know, and obviously there is exception to the rules because there are a lot of teams that are like, you know, like we talk about, Rodman was saying he never spoke to to Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah.
That's obviously an exception to the rule. And all those motherfuckers are just elite athletes and absolutely crazy to begin with. But that's what it takes. You got to be out there. You got to be willing to go that extra mile, not only for yourself, but for the good of the team.
Right. No.
And
absolutely.
That's what I loved about it. It's because that's, you felt that. I felt that shit, right. And it was incredible.
Mm-hmm. And anywhere we watched the game, a bar or whatever, like, it just, yeah, everybody was fucking into it, dude.
It was incredible.
Everybody was into it. And I felt so much. I don't want. It had a different feel to when the Caps went, you know, when they won. Obviously, I wasn't in the country when they won, but even in the games that they were, I mean, I just remember watching it and people were like, yeah, you know, but here, like, people were just like, yeah, let's yeah go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And real quick, as we put a bow on this part of the show, it is wonderful to watch games with Raph and with David. I remember, God, what was it? It was either the Rendon home run or the Juan Soto upper decker home run. But
yo,
when you watch baseball, like, you watch it enough to know that when somebody hits the ball, like, you know, what a home run is. It like as soon, yeah, as it hits the bat, right? But as soon as that ball hit the bat, David's like, "Toma, coño!" You know, that's so great. You know, I'm saying that to say, watch baseball with a Dominican.
Yeah.
The gods,
with
the gods
a Dominican.
Over, yeah,
and so one of his families.
Yeah, and one. That's funny as shit. As we head on out of the show, I know, yeah, I talked a lot about baseball today.
No, but man, fuck that. Mm. As you should. It deserved it.
Yeah. So in the Hot Mess Express today, there's a couple birthday shout outs.
Yes.
We gotta give shout outs. Because, yep, I mean, you know, these are two of the closest people. First being the young African king, Obi.
Uh-huh.
Once again, young. I know we brought
you
him up.
You can't, that motherfucker's like 50 years old.
A nigga, he at least 30.
Shit. Shout out to Obi.
Shout out to him. Yeah, hopefully we'll be celebrating. By the time you listen to this, hopefully we will have celebrated his birthday. It'll have been fun, and he showed up on time. Wishful thinking.
Yeah, right?
Unrealistic, but you know.
Yeah. I also need to shout out my girl Queenie, whose birthday, once you listen to this, will have passed.
But as long as she has not passed.
She has not passed. Her birthday will have been celebrated already. She's been like a true diehard homegirl of mine since 1999, so 20 motherfucking years. Years. And something came up on Time Hop the other day. It was like, oh, out celebrating my girl's birthday, my ride or die Queenie, 10 years, bitch. And then the top of it said 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, shit.
Wow.
It just like really like true gut punch that I sent it to her. And I was like, bitch, we old.
Yeah.
But I love you, you know, but we fucking old.
But love you, ho.
Yeah. Love you, ho. But yeah, love you, Queenie. You're the best. Thank you for always fucking being there. She is one of the most loyal humans on the face of the planet, man. And no matter, like, we don't see each other that often, but I know I could call her at 3 a.m. and be like, yo, we gotta go. And she's like, all right, cool, where am I meeting you?
I bet.
Yeah.
Let me put the J out.
Yeah, no questions asked. Like, she'll be there.
Yeah.
So, well, love you, up, boo.
Yeah, happy birthday to Queenie.
Yeah.
Another birthday. I don't know how to pronounce this. Can you help me pronounce,
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Un feliz cumpleaños a la Norma.
That's crazy because that's how you farted in New York. Yeah. It's real crazy.
Why? And how loud half the motherfuckers be snoring? I told you,
another,
dude.
That's another episode.
Unreal.
I wonder if that's
unreal.
I wonder what people that's a complete red flag for.
Unreal.
But yeah, so. But anyway, we're going to get ready to head out, but there are a couple of announcements.
You got to say your happy birthday to Norma too.
Norma?
We love you, Norma.
You're the shit and the urine.
And the urine.
And the urine. Sarah.
Yes.
You have an announcement.
Yeah, man. I'll be out here moving and shit.
I don't know if you wanted the people to know that, but
well, they're going to know now. some good things coming for the Sarah Bears. So moving into a nice little apartment with my girl, Christina.
Who I have yet to meet. I met Gabby.
You met Gabby.
I haven't met Christina.
You have not met Christina. You got to meet our girl, Stacy, too.
Does her mom have it going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously. But yeah, Christina's also another ride or die. Like, I could call up anytime and be like, yo, time to roll. But I won't have to call her up anymore because we'd be living together, son.
Like, hey, can you open the door?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, let's go. She'd be like, oh, okay, fine. But yeah, we have a nice little apartment up in the G-Bergs that we'll be moving into momentarily in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for a housewarming party, y'all.
Will I get invited to?
Probably not.
Okay. Well.
Psych.
<Probably not. laughs>
You'll be up in that.
He's just
phone.
A friend only on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Julian.
Hey.
Word on the street is...
This has been a beautiful train wreck.
Nah, bitch. You ain't gonna play me like that two times in a row. Fuck that. No. No. Tell us, you have a slight little announcement, a little life occurrence happening.
Yeah, I do. I do. This will be the very first time that I'm actually publicly announcing with pride that my girlfriend and I are no longer girlfriend and boyfriend, but she is now my fiance.
Oh, shit, son! And, fiance!
Yes, my girlfriend, my lovely girlfriend, fiance.
There you go. Okay. Wow.
We are engaged. We're engaged. We are looking forward to the future together.
Yep.
Forever is a long time, but mm-hmm. I am really happy that I'll be spending that long time with her.
Aw.
She better not be tripping, because you know what.
Hoes be tripping, though.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Congrats, ho.
Got her rocked up.
Yeah, that joint is nice too.
Thanks. Yeah, just a little something. You know, Dollar Tree be having sales. Hey, on the, look, on the,
they come through sometimes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know, Dollar Tree, yeah.
Yeah, so. Shout out to Dollar Tree and Walmart.
Yes, so. But I appreciate your support along the way. You know, relationships sometimes are easier than others. And to be at this point right now is something that we've both worked hard for. And yep. I'm so happy and, you know, that we're here. So. Keep an eye out for that.
All the shenanigans, all the celebratory things.
Celebratory things. Oh, and if you don't go to the wedding, I'll probably lay down forever.
Go play in 270.
Yeah. So.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I'll be there. Look over your shoulders, Virgo.
Did you say it?
Yeah.
That caught me off guard.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, you know what else caught us off guard is the fact that this episode is as long as it is. So.
Yeah.
Not that you don't like long things, but.
Hey.
So on our way out, guys, just want to remind you, you can check us out on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, yep. and Anchor.
Yeah.
You, if you have anything that you want to say to us, questions, concerns, comments, critiques, anything that starts with T,
Ayo.
Not the word clit, you can reach out to
or
us. Or
rhymes with the word hunt.
Yes, that too. I spell it with a K, though.
A.
Because I'm a blood.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So where can they find us?
You can find us on Twitter at @the_BTW podcast. You can find us on Instagram at @the_BTW podcast. You can find us on Facebook.com/TheBeautifulTrainWreck. And hit us up on the Gmails at thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely. What's your name, girl?
My name be Sarah. What's yours?
Well, it used to be Jay, but I've evolved.
Okay.
I'm now Julian.
Okay, well, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Julian.
All right, this has been another episode, y'all. We'll holler at y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.